If a bird flew into your apartment, the fat, filthy pigeon kind with brown spots on white instead of the gray sort moviegoers imagine, and this bird, instead of flying dangerously from wardrobe to mantel to refrigerator, just landed in the sink, and he didn't move. There would be nothing scary about that, would there? Unless you are like my friend and consider the sink a ploy to distract you into relief so the inevitable attack is nothing short of surprise. And like my friend, you call the German who lives upstairs, and together the two of you sweep the pigeon from the sink and out into the empty blue. But what if this pigeon was just tired? What if all he wanted was to feel water on his back, the way you do every morning? What if he saw his pigeon future from the pavement, looking up and wondering how to escape the loneliness, the way you do every morning? There is something scary about that.